always a pleasure when we get to welcome Steve Hamer, Ball for Life and all-around great guy, as he joins us now on Sports Talk. Steve, how are you?
John, doing fantastic, man. Doing really well. I hope that you guys are doing great also. Still feasting off of that great national championship that I witnessed this past Monday night, and just absolutely fantastic.
Did you think Baylor would turn in the performance it did? How did you see that matchup playing out before things tipped off between the Bears and the Bulldogs?
Well, you know, Jimmy and I talked at length about it, you know, last Friday, and I thought that it was going to be a great basketball game, obviously. You know, you got two Titans that shoot the ball exceedingly well. Obviously, you know, Baylor shot the ball a little bit better than I thought they would, and Gonzaga wasn't as poised as I thought they would be. It just looked to me, you know, John, that they were shell-shocked, maybe had a little bit of a leftover taste in their mouths from the previous game against UCLA, which took them to the wire, and they just never found that composure. And it looked like, at times, Baylor had six or seven guys out there on defense. It was just phenomenal. So kudos to Baylor, and just a tough night for Gonzaga all the way around.
Yeah, I was surprised the officials didn't count those six or seven guys out there. What were they looking at? Steve, I do want to ask you this. Tennessee's had four basketball players enter the transfer portal. Is that a sign of concerns within the program or a sign of the times?
I don't think it's a sign of trouble within the program, given the fact that there's roughly 2,100 guys that have entered the transfer portal, I guess, as of, you know, earlier today. You may have a more accurate number than that, but I just think it's a sign of the times, Jimmy. You know, and it's going to be tough for not only Tennessee basketball, but for many other colleges out there that are going to be really building from scratch. Now, you got the Kentuckys of the world that's used to doing this. They're used to having that type of turnover. But for Tennessee, just looking at the roster from last year, to my count, they're going to have six guys coming back if Fulkerson comes back. If he doesn't come back, then I'm looking at, what, five guys on the roster? So, obviously, there's a lot of turnover. But, you know, for guys that are in a portal that are looking to play right away, it's a great chance for you to come in and to get some minutes at a quality program right away.
So help me on this. If you're a coach and you're building from scratch, is it better to get veterans in the transfer portal? Is it better to have freshmen coming in? Or is it better to have the mix of the two?
You know, I was posed that question earlier today, and I see a lot of advantages of just building your roster from transfer portal guys. Because you know what those guys can do. You've seen them on film. You've seen them on tape. And oftentimes, you know, when you're recruiting a high school kid, you're only going to see their best. You know, you're only going to see that highlight video. And you don't see them not getting back on defense or not giving that max effort. Whereas if you got guys that are in the transfer portal, you know, the tape doesn't lie. It's right there, the good, the bad, the ugly. So in a lot of ways, it's really advantageous for coaches to go out and recruit guys from the portal. I hope that this becomes the exception and not the norm, however, Jimmy. It's getting chaotic. You want to infuse some freshman talent, but you also want to have that veteran leadership, guys that have been there, that have gone through the battles, to kind of merge and mesh those together to build a quality program.
Following up on that, do you think it's easier for, let's just say, a group of veterans that get assembled because they all enter the portal and they should from different places and they wind up at the same program, is it easier for veterans to assimilate and develop chemistry as opposed to a group of veterans that welcomes, say, a big class of incoming freshmen?
That's a great question, John. Great question. I think it's easier for veterans to assimilate, to acclimate themselves to a new program, because you know they're more times than not coming from a quality program that you know perhaps they didn't get enough minutes or perhaps they you know it just didn't work out, but they're used to the collegiate atmosphere. They're used to you know what it's going to take to stay at that level, and those guys are hungry. You know, again, if it didn't work out for a kid at one place, they go to another place, and oftentimes they're hungrier to prove that, man, I belong at this level. Whereas if you got a guy that comes in, you know, right out of high school, it's like a deer in the headlights look sometimes because, you know, a lot of times these guys hit the wall about December because they're not used to the workload. They're not used to the study load. And it just becomes tough for a freshman to have to navigate those murky waters. So in a lot of ways, it's easier to bring a veteran in that's been through that tough period in time, that transition period, and have them assimilate and acclimate to the team.
How do you think it'll be for Des Oliver taking over at ETSU?
You know, I think he's going to do great. You know, he is has a wonderful offensive mind. Had a great conversation with him and congratulated him on Monday. I hate to see him go. That's the biggest thing, you know, for selfish reasons, John. You hate to see him go because he was such a great recruiter. And first and foremost, he's such a great guy. Obviously, he knows the game. So I think he's going to do well. But, you know, he's got a big challenge on his hand because the transfer portal, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hope that he can have the core of that basketball team that did so well just a couple of years ago. You want those guys to get back to that level of play and to have a successful season coming up. So just very proud of him along with Coach Kim English.
It's always great to see you on hand at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Going all the way back to your student days at the University of Tennessee, how excited are you for this top 10 matchup this week as the Vols host Florida?
Oh, man. You know, I'm excited, John. I am leaving my house here in about 10 minutes and heading over to Lindsey Nelson Stadium. So you're going to have to put up with me and my kids and my wife. We're going to be rambunctious tonight, as rambunctious as she will allow me to be, that is. So, you know, we're going to have a great time tonight and hopefully – beat the Gators. You know, we got hopefully an open practice over at Neyland tomorrow. Then we got the Tennessee Relays over at track. You know, what a fantastic time to be a Tennessee Volunteer fan.
That it is. And, Steve, it's always a pleasure to cross paths with you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the heck out of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you guys so much. John, you sound wonderful on every call at Lindsey Nelson Stadium, by the way. You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, you are too kind, but I sure do appreciate it, my friend. Steve Hamer joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.